Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Aurora and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. We're coming to you from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory of the Gidimdun clan. I'm grateful to live and to work on Wet'suwet'en territory. And this is Larkspur's 32nd episode. We're here live tonight with Oscar Carlick, aka Putty Waters, who is joining us virtually, which is first time I'm doing this online, but so far seems to be working. Oscar, how's it going?
That's going great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Looking forward to chatting a little bit more about your current project, Putty Waters, and talking a bit about some of your inspirations. And Oscar brought a playlist of some songs that are kind of inspiring his current work as well. Putty Waters is the musical moniker of Oscar, who's an indie and alternative rock musician based in BC here. He first gained recognition as the frontman of the Coastal Drifters and has recently transitioned into more of a solo project, Putty Waters, to really express more of an authentic side of himself. And he's from Giddaus, the indigenous community located near Terrace, BC. Is that right, Oscar?
Yeah, Kitsilis community. I think it's Gitaz. Yeah, Gitaz.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, can you tell us a little bit where you are right now? Oscar's joining us from the Kamloops area, is that right?
Yeah, we're at the Holy Cow Studios in Lac La June. And it's a beautiful area, you know, and I'm very fortunate to get to just take this in every day for this whole week. And I can't express how great it is to be here.
Nice. And what are you working on down there?
I am currently working on my full-length LP and working title. I don't even have a title, I guess. This is just the Putty Waters LP at
nice.
This moment. And yeah, we're playing a lot of, recording a lot of old stuff that we're part of my other projects, but weren't really part of the other projects. They were, with the Coastal Drifters, some of the archived stuff, and then some archived, we did play with my old other band, Blue Dream Valley, I'm just recording all those stuff. Then once I clean my palette from all that, then I can start writing some more newer stuff. But I feel like these songs need to be out there.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about your current project, Putty Waters?
Yeah. From a young age, I had the nickname Putty. And that was from my grandpa, who inspired a lot of my music, inspired just being a musician in general. He would call me Putty, and I used to connect it to, because I was a chunky little kid, I used to think like, oh yeah, it's because I'm fat. But I think it was just because I couldn't say buddy, so I would say Putty. Or like I think I had a speech impediment growing up, but right. I don't know, I couldn't tell the exact origins. And yeah, they would string it along saying Putty Waters. And eventually, you know, like it's like a play on words of Muddy Waters, and the way that started, finding like a play on words was because we had a bassist in Coastal Drifters named Woody, and we would call him Muddy Waters. So then it just, I don't know, it just kind of like kept everything connected to me, and I think that's why the name came to be that.
Right.
And now it's diving in a lot into my that indie side of my writing. Like I've always had a love for indie, but it also is like a contemporary form of it too. Like there's some moments that are just like, well, that's not really the traditional indie music.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anthemic. I think that's what I liked, is like a love that feeling of something that's just big, huge, and you know, imagine it in a concert hall. So I try to write with the intention of making it, you know, make your heart pound.
Absolutely. Love that. Yeah. And then a couple of the songs that you brought today, along with you are some of the inspiration, for your current work and for Putty. Do you want to start with, one of those songs from the inspiration or with a Putty Water song? What do you think?
Oh yeah. I think I'd go with the Nick Cave song.
Okay,
that,
great.
That's been on repeat for a while.
Okay, perfect. Well, this is Into My Arms by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms. But I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path, though we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
Nice. That was Into My Arms by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Yeah. That was one of the inspirations for your work, Oscar?
Yeah. Just the songwriting that he does, you know, it's there was a song on Shrek that that played, I forget which one, I think it was the second one after the Frog Prince died. they walk into the, and yeah, one of the songs on there was by Nick Cave, and I don't know, like, I only recently found him, and that was through a friend of mine, and yeah, I fell in love with the songwriting, just the honesty and earnestness behind it, and I think that's what I want to do. Is I want to be a songwriter more than anything. I love connecting different ways to talk about certain emotions, or I guess Putty Waters has been a lot of just moments, you know, the songs that I write are just moments, and I want to make them last forever.
Absolutely. I love that. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I just love the vibe that he creates too, and the storytelling. I really love, I don't know if you've heard the version of Where the Wild Roses Grow by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Kylie Minogue. It's quite a cool murder ballad. I recommend it.
Oh man, I'm popping to listen to that right after this.
Nice. It's pretty sweet. Nice. Yeah, I guess you talked a little bit about your grandfather there, Oscar, and I wanted to ask a little bit more about, yeah, what first got you into music?
Him, my grandpa. Yeah.
Nice.
Rick Moore, he was just a solid musician in my life. Like, he had the love for it, and the tough days, everything. Like, he was always like, okay, I need to play music. I need to, like, it was really important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be in a band called Grey Wolf with Drifters was a second generation band.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we had our uncles, our dads and grandpas were all part of the band. And we were just like the second generation of that. And they would tour around Northern BC just doing, they were doing covers, and they brought the dance to wherever they went, and they had that, and yeah, we wanted to honor them, and, you know, being songwriters and doing as much as, you know, they did. And I think Drifters did a really good job of that. You know, we built a community around us that just, you know, loved that in your face type of music. And yeah, so yeah, all that really comes up to my grandpa, because he basically went around behind our backs trying to like basically formed our band and kind of put that worm in our ear, like, hey,
oh, really?
You know, this person's playing guitar now, or this person's doing drums, and that just, yeah. And then the final piece is with their Wadi, and he's like, oh, he plays guitar, but I think he could play bass. I was like, ah. So then we asked him, and yeah, that was the final piece with Wadi.
Oh, nice. That's so cool. Nice. Are there any other particular musicians or bands that were major influences on you, would you say?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
I remember since I was young, like, Rumours has been in my playlists. Like, any song from Rumours is definitely just always going to hit my heart in some sort of way. It was the travel playlist. it was always on in my aunt's room. You know, she was also an inspiration, because she just would play random songs, and it kind of created that connection. You know, I think that's where a lot of my inspiration is, just my family in general.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And that connection to music too. Like, yeah, the first albums you listen to, being with family as well is such a piece of your music history sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this next song. I've got Mark Lanegan next on the playlist you sent.
Oh, so this one was like pure vibe thing. Like it.
Cool.
I saw it on my friend Sean's Sugar Dropple. He's a local photographer in PG, and he's like he's the guy for grabbing shots at a show. And but he just also just goes around and takes like these candid photos in town. And that song was playing on there and on his post. And yeah, no, he's also he has a great taste in music. And yeah, so the Stranger Legend like hit me somewhere. Like I think it just has like this aesthetic, like it creates an aesthetic in my brain that I think that's where like a lot of why I've ingrained into what Putty Waters is.
Nice. This is Strange Religion by Mark Lanegan.
Can you stay here next to me? We'll just keep driving. Because of you I see a light. Buick's a century, 73 like you. Some strange religion. I get my hands on some money, mama.
It's okay to talk.
And a shot in the
okay.
Stared down the past and just got my
didn't know if I was being too loud or
now I know there's no easy ride. She's been the kind who would take it in stride. Some Jack of Diamonds kicked her heart around. Did they know they were walking on holy ground? I was calling day so many times, didn't know what it felt like to be alive. Till you've been a friend of me, like nobody else could be. A century,
73 like you. Some strange religion.
That was Strange Religion by Mark Lanegan. That was really nice. Definitely good vibes.
Oh, yeah. It has like this dissatisfying, satisfying feel to it. You know, it's not going to go anywhere, but it brought you. It's like after you got there, that drive away from it, you know, like, has that really good feel.
Totally.
You did it.
Yeah, it's a driving off into the sunset kind of song.
Yeah.
Love it. Should we play a Putty Waters song now? I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. I think Liar Sunrise is within that the realm of those two songs, and they're cool. Definitely from that era of my life where I went through that big transitional change of being into Putty Waters, like that songwriter stuff, like that's what that Liar Sunrise was. Yeah, it was post breakup type tune, and kind of like, oh, now I got to reflect on everything that happened.
And for sure,
I'm really happy with how that song came about.
Perfect. This is Liar Sunrise by Putty Waters.
Fallacy and the way things could be. The depths are coming up shore. Gentle gusts toward another floor. Layered in between the sheets. Let the room address the changes within. Before adding another door. And in due time we'll be led to the Liar's Sunrise. Oh,
Nice. That was lovely. I definitely hear that Nick Cave and like that influence. I love the mic, the resonation on the mic or something. Like, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, that whole journey of writing here at Holy Cow initially was, I didn't know what Putty Waters was going to be like. I didn't know what the music or feeling was going to be like, and it just kind of flowed in such a way. Like, I had an idea, and that was, I played the drums on that. I played the keys and the guitar, and like that song was just like all what I was feeling at the time. And when I initially wrote it, it was like post it was on Valentine's Day. So lonely, you know.
Mr. Lonely.
I know. And I was just, because it's like the first Valentine's Day, you know, after breakup, and I was like, okay. And yeah, that whole thing just came together so nicely. And I think Amelia really helped me find my identity and what I want to do and pursue music to be like.
Nice. Yeah, it's got a great sound. That's awesome to have that kind of collaboration too, to kind of find that and find your voice with it. I wanted to ask a little bit about your process in general when it comes to songwriting as well. Do you kind of find your create more tunes first, or more like this is something that comes to mind, like lyrically for you, or kind of a mix, or what does that look like?
It's always made on an acoustic guitar first.
Mm-hmm.
That's my instrument when I'm alone. I just kind of have to like imagine everything else going on, like what I want it to sound like in my head. And I hear it all in my head at first, and I kind of like want to have it broken down. But when coming here, I found that I am really good with collaboration. If somebody has an idea and they're in the studio with me, like, I'm like, okay, let's try it. It just might make it that much more better. And, you know, like, that's one of the things with, you know, segueing into Fading You, is that song was just a campfire, like, song. Like, and then, you know, Demid.
Yeah.
Demid was in the studio with us at this time. And he was like, oh, this song sounds too campfire-y. it needs more bounce. And so then we kind of we're like, oh, and then he's like this, and then he's like starts playing this like friggin' groove like on the bass. And from there, like, the song went from being an acoustic song to what it is now. And it's like this, it almost has like a waiting like you're on the phone waiting for like CRA or something like that, that has that waiting music type feel to it, or elevator, but it also just has like a groove to it that's like, well, okay,
sometimes, but that elevator music does have that groove.
Demi's gonna be, I know, yeah Demi is, he's still part, he's doing the stuff with us too, so he's still very much a part of Putty Waters.
Awesome. This is Fading You, Don't Let Go by Putty Waters, your latest release, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we married to potential? Or liberating pain? Will we quiet the connection? To the shame. The flame is burning to the roots, smoldering beneath, bleeding till the summertime. I like the control. Writhing in the devil's snow, struggling to let this go. It's cold, but I'm still burnt right up. The feelings came in me. Are coming to if I could only live a thousand lives with you. I need a redo. When did I forget your smell or the sound of your little yell? Oh, I'm lost in believing achieving true love is a dream. Married to potential.
Decided to meet.
That was Fading You by Patty Waters, Don't Let Go. Yeah, really love that. And definitely that line to me just popped in for a second. The call there. And yeah, I love that. That bounce he created, it's really great.
I know, that's one of my favorite things of working with Dabit is he honors the songs, he honors the message behind the songs. So when I showed him the song, he's like, "What do you feel in this song? What are you feeling? What?" And then, so I just gave him keywords, and then he's like, "All right," and then that's kind of just what happened, and so that's kind of what we are. What we're about here at the Holy Cow.
Nice.
Yeah. Our secret weapon, to me, definitely.
Nice. Yeah, married to potential. I love that line.
Yeah, that whole song was it's an intimate lyrically. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because how you have that you want something to work, and you kind of. Or you just see it leaving, it's sand out of in your hand trying to grasp at it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened that's what that song is. And it also is just well, here's a happy jam.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's really cool. Nice. Yeah. What about maybe playing a Coastal Drifter song now? I know you guys kind of coyly came out with an album not so long ago, is that right?
Yeah, we just dropped it without really letting anyone know, shadow drops are so fun. And also it's just we are on a hiatus indefinitely, and we felt these songs needed to be heard, so put them out there, and Yeah, the one that you're going to play is Not Alone, and that one was kind of the first song that I really dove into and like wrote majority of the parts all by myself. And it really kind of like started my drive to just be a songwriter and composer.
So nice.
That's Not Alone.
Perfect. This is Not Alone by Coastal Drifters. That was Not Alone by Coastal Drifters here on CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. We're here with Oscar Karlick, aka Putty Waters. Yeah, that was a great, great track. Super fun, super high energy, super Coastal Drifters.
Yeah, yeah. It's when I saw the show, it's like, oh yeah, she she might be a fan. She might know us.
She may or may not. Yes.
Yeah.
For our audience tonight, I wore a Coastal Drifters T-shirt for this interview. It's a great T-shirt, yeah. Also.
Oh yeah, the smoke fish logo.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that was done by Jackie, and Jackie Getz is her last name.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's unreal artist, you know, does tattoos and everything on Terrace now. But yeah, that's probably like my favorite shirt too, you know. I forget where we got them, but they're very comfortable, very nice.
Totally. Yeah, high quality.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that song there is it's by far my favorite one. It was my favorite one to do live. It just it captured people, you know, like it kind of opened up the door for everyone to get into it, you know, the energy of that. Mm-hmm. It stops the you know, balls to the wall flow, and it encapsulates, and mm-hmm. It's just the perfect song for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I guess going back to some of your inspiration and that, is there another one you want to play from those tunes that you brought, Oscar?
I forget which ones.
There's Out of My Mind by Monsoon, or Madness of the Others.
Oh, Madness of the Others is that one I discovered when I was 16 or 17. Like it stayed in my playlist for so long, and it has this eerie feeling that it's like it haunts me in my dreams in the best way possible.
Nice.
There's so much about that song that just it's probably one of my favorite songs in ever.
Cool. This is Madness of the Others by Wake Owl.
This guy did figure skate.
But I wanna be bad. I wonder if it's strange.
I have my doubts. But is that the same man? That's figure skating.
To think of where we'll be. When the world begins to feel. Self so free. And I won't find myself so thank you. guess I'll walk across the fire. See what turns me on. Cause your numbers really bore me. Your slogans feel wrong. I was taken prisoner. Before this love began. Tell myself it's good to feel so free. And I want to find myself so free.
That was Madness of the Others by Wake Owl. Great vibe. I love that. Yeah, just for anyone out there listening, Oscar and I are having a bit of a listening party here. The computer playlist and video call are connected. So we're just listening into every tune, and some of the background sounds that you hear are from down in Kamloops at the studio. I've been hearing birds in the background every now and then, and yeah, couple voices here and there, and I think it's really great.
Yeah, it's hard not to talk to these guys. So.
Oh gosh, of course. It's great. Yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit about your work with bands like, yeah, Coastal Drifters or Blue Dream Valley, and how that's kind of that experience working with different musicians and in different bands has shaped your current sound. I know you talked a little bit about the kind of process of collaborative songwriting with different folks and in writing music together. But yeah, how do you think that's kind of shaped and influenced what you do today?
Oh, yeah. It's opened up the door for collaboration. I can write by myself, but I don't think it's the safest space sometimes. Like I think there's so many more mental blocks that come into it where when I am writing, I think too much about, like, I get married to different ideas, and it's just like, you know, married to potential.
Yeah.
and it becomes this whole like, oh, like, what if this, and like, I forget that, you know, I'm not capable of playing all these instruments to what my brain thinks. And having people that have that, you know, that in their arsenal, like what their capabilities are, like that's where I find that having the collaboration makes it much more fun, because then I just don't think about what the song is. I don't think about what my capabilities are anymore. You know, like I'm allowing it to be, you know, allowing myself to be the passenger in, you know, what could be like the best friggin' road trip ever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. I love that. And what about, growing up in northern BC and in Terrace and Kitsilis, do you think that's kind of influenced your sound today and some of what you do writing wise? Or
yeah, there's been so many different I've seen all the drumming groups and you know the way that they. Our traditional music is very mm-hmm. anthemic. Like our traditional music has that, you know, the beat that's like straight for the straight from the heart.
Right.
And so like there's something about like having a whole group of dancers and the singers all in this area just friggin' just pounding on the drums and dancing their hearts out and singing their hearts out. That's what moves me the most, and I think that's what created that feeling that I want to have the music, my music, do the same thing. I want people to feel it in their hearts, and maybe not on the same vibration wave, but like still like that feeling is there, and there's a reason why we connect to music this way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Feeling it. Yeah. With your whole body and both kind of in an emotional and physical way. Is a big part of connecting to music. I love that. Great. Well, I think we've got time for probably one more song tonight, Oscar. It really goes by so quickly. Good. Yeah. Great listening party with you tonight. And really great to get to talk to you and hear a little bit more about Putty Waters and about your process and inspirations. I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Anytime. Last question, what's next for Putty Waters and what else do you want to leave our audience with today? I know you're going to be playing at Kispiox coming up, and yeah, what else is on the horizon?
Oh, after Kispiox, there will be setting up a tour with Examine the Boar, all BC store, and we're going to hit some areas in Alberta. Major cities potentially. I got to see. Like it's been tough trying to get in contact with the different venues there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we'll see. You know, there's so much more, so much time to think about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. For now, Kispiox Valley Music Festival is coming up July 24th to 26th, so you can catch Putty Waters there.
At 5:30 main stage.
All right. Sweet. On the Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
All right. Perfect. I will be there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. What song do you want to play us out with tonight, Oscar?
Oh, we'll do Growing Pains. Like this is
yeah.
So far my most popular song. And it was recorded there in Smithers with Brennan McKinnon of The Infirmary.
All right, perfect. Yeah, thanks again.
Shout out, Brennan.
Yeah, shout out, Brennan. Thanks again for coming on tonight. This has been Larkspur on CICK 93.9 FM with Putty Waters, Oscar Karlick. This is Growing Pains. Thank you.
hearts were healthy and well fed. Thank you for your time, thank you for your love. All these aches and pains, I couldn't get enough of all of the good times and bad times and struggles. Oh, we were falling in love, falling in love. It's just growing pains. Everything that I've been put through, go on and change those locks anytime you need. You know in the end it was going to be. You know, in the end, there's both of us to blame for all of the good times and bad times and struggles. Oh,